And we're now joined here by Ryan Hoffman. He is the head coach for the North Central Knights ladies wrestling team. And Ryan, you have a pretty extensive background in coaching, but we get to kick off the inaugural season for the North Central Lady Knights wrestling team.
Yeah, wrestled through college and then spent a year coaching there. And then actually ended up in Montana for 3 years and was a head boys coach up there. Moved back here, and then was the head coach at Franklin, Nebraska for 12 years on boys' side, and then a year for the girls when we got it going. And then last year I was one of the coaches for Ainsworth when we did our co-op there. So, and then I've coached the youth group, done a Team Nebraska, USA, and AAU teams over the past 6 years or so as well.
Well, as we get ready to kick off the inaugural season here for the North Central Knights, of course, they did wrestle in that co-op with Ainsworth last year, but you should have some returners, and let's talk about some of those girls that maybe returned from last year's co-op team and now wrestling for the North Central Knights.
Okay, last year we had three of our girls over there that are returning this year. Paisley Hoffman was a state qualifier last year at 105. Sydney Hoffman wrestled last year and won 19 matches, and then Lindley Leonard wrestled there last year as well and was a match away from qualifying for state.
Well, you do have six girls, so there's three of them. Who do we have now, the other three girls that are going to be wrestling for the Lady Knights?
We have two freshmen, Miley Hoffman and then Gwen Kalp. And then we have a girl who moved in here. She's a junior, Kinsey White.
Let's talk about it for you. Of course, not going to be able to compete very well on the team side of the scoring, but a chance for these young ladies to get out and to the mat early. And I believe you have a match coming up already Thursday.
Yeah, we're going to head out to Shadron. Looking at things out there, we'll have some... We'll have some good competition. In the girls wrestling, there's Class A and there's Class B, and we'll get to see a mix of both of those. So,
well, yeah, being in that Class B, as we've mentioned earlier with some of our other coaches, 147 teams in Class B, and that's basically because you have some teams like North Central Knights or Ainsworth where you only have five or six wrestlers, and so you see a lot more teams there. But, Coach, as you go along and wrestle, you know, girls wrestling has really picked up in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, I was actually part of the NSWCA when we pushed to get it sanctioned, so I've kind of been along for the ride, starting with, just a handful of teams when we held our NSWCA state tournament to now we're in Omaha with the rest. And last year was a pretty good turnout, and it was a lot of fun with just the all-girls state tournament, and hopefully this year will be good again.
Well, a wrestling coach and a dad of three girls, and you're probably thinking, 8-10 years ago, maybe something that wasn't going to be in the process, girls wrestling, but now it's here, and just talk about the excitement, the enjoyment for you and your daughters that are going to be wrestling for you.
One of them came to me and wanted to wrestle, and I kind of pushed it off and didn't really want to do it. And then I had a guy that was on the board with me go, "You won't even let your own daughter wrestle. You should probably look into that a little bit." And so I got two of my daughters that started, and we kind of got things going in Franklin for a few years there, and then came this way, and they've continued and, had some success and had some fun with it. And so,
Coach, with the wrestling side of things, you're going to see some pretty good wrestling out of some upperclassmen and things like that. How about for these younger girls that are coming in for you? What's your words of encouragement to them that they may step out, lose a match or two or three or four in a row, and just trying to get their mindset ready to go as you move along into what is kind of a long, grueling season?
Yeah, at least Miley, she's got to go through the rough part of wrestling here and there. going on some of those national teams and things like that, where Gwen's a little less experienced than that side, but she also put herself out there a little bit last year and gained some good experience. You know, with wrestling, anything can happen. You can be having a bad day and you can turn it around real fast, or you can be having a good day and turn it around real fast and be having a bad day. So just remembering that each match is, you know, the 6 minutes it is, then we're reevaluating and we're moving forward.
Well, Coach, exciting to have wrestling for the first time on the girls' side for the North Central Knights. I'm sure there's some fans, parents, grandparents excited for the North Central Knights to get the season started and see what they can do in their inaugural season.
Yeah, I think there is some excitement, you know, where it's different. And just, you know, you get a little different group of kids that maybe try something that they haven't ever tried. You know, we were hoping to get a couple more to try it, but after a year, maybe we can get a few more.
Coach, anybody else on the staff outside of you?
No, right now it's just me. So we'll kind of evaluate that as we go here. There are some parents that can hopefully lend a hand if needed.
Yeah, it's always one of those things where if they're wrestling two or three mats, it's inevitable that you're going to have more than one person wrestling at a time.
Yeah, you know, we go to O'Neill on Saturday, and they wrestle in two gyms, and so that's probably going to happen.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck, you and the gals, in the inaugural season for the North Central Lady Knights wrestling program.
All right, well, thank you.